two Cleveland pitchers indicted over alleged pitch rigging scheme. Two Cleveland Guardians pitchers were indicted on federal charges, alleging they accepted bribes to manipulate specific pitches for bettors. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn unsealed an indictment Sunday, accusing former closer Emmanuel Clase and starter Luis Ortiz of taking payments from bettors in the Dominican Republic to deliberately throw pitches that would influence in-game prop wagers. The indictment alleges the scheme yielded at least $460,000 in winning bets for the gamblers, and that the players received several thousand dollars in kickbacks. The charges include wire fraud conspiracy, honest services wire fraud conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, and conspiracy to influence sporting contests by bribery, each carrying a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Ortiz, 26, was arrested Sunday by FBI agents at Boston Logan International Airport and was expected to make an initial appearance in federal court in Boston on Monday. Clase, 27, was not taken into custody, authorities said. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella Jr. condemned the alleged conduct. Ortiz and Clase betrayed America's pastime, he said in a statement. Integrity, honesty, and fair play are part of the DNA of professional sports. When corruption infiltrates the sport, it brings disgrace not only to the participants, but damages the public trust in an institution that is vital and dear to all of us. Major League Baseball identified the issue this summer after noting unusually high levels of in-game betting on certain pitch outcomes when the two pitchers were on the mound. The league alerted federal law enforcement and says it has fully cooperated with the investigation. We are aware of the indictment and today's arrest, and our investigation is ongoing, MLB said. The Cleveland Guardians also confirmed they were cooperating with both MLB and law enforcement. The team placed Clase and Ortiz on non-disciplinary paid leave in July while the probe continued. Allegations, specific incidents, and financial details, prosecutors laid out a series of alleged transactions and on-field plays. In one example, the indictment says Clase invited a bettor to a game against the Boston Red Sox and spoke with him by phone shortly before taking the mound. 4 minutes later, the bettor and his associates won $11,000, betting that Clase would deliver a pitch slower than 97.95 miles per hour. In another cited instance from May, Clase is accused of agreeing to throw a ball at a specified point in a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers, but the batter swung and recorded a strike, costing the bettors about $4,000. The complaint lists several specific pitches that prosecutors say were intentionally manipulated, several of them described as first pitches when Clase entered an inning. The examples include a high-velocity cutter to New York Mets outfielder Starling Marte, and multiple sliders and cutters that reportedly bounced in front of the plate or into the dirt against hitters for Minnesota, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati. According to the indictment, Clase began sharing information about his intended pitches in 2023 and began receiving payments in 2025. Clase is a three-time All-Star and two-time American League Reliever of the Year. The filing notes he had a $4.5 million salary in 2025 as part of a five-year, $20 million deal. Ortiz, who prosecutors say joined the scheme in June, had a $782,600 salary this year. Ortiz's attorney, Chris Jorgalis, issued a full statement protesting his client's innocence. "My client is innocent. He has never, and would never, improperly influence a game. Not for anyone and not for anything. There is no credible evidence Luis knowingly did anything other than try to win games with every pitch and in every inning. Luis looks forward to fighting these charges in court. Jorgalis also said defense counsel previously provided documentation to prosecutors showing certain pay.
Ments were for lawful activities, wider enforcement trend, and what comes next. The indictment comes amid a broad federal crackdown on gambling-related corruption in professional sports. In recent months, more than 30 individuals connected to professional basketball were arrested in a sweep that included notable figures such as Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier. MLB itself suspended 5 players in June 2024 in a separate enforcement action, including a lifetime ban for San Diego infielder Tucapita Marcano for extensive wagering on baseball. Legal experts say the case will test prosecutors' ability to prove intent and a direct link between payments and in-game conduct. If convicted, the pitchers face substantial legal exposure. Defendants typically confront both criminal penalties and career-ending disciplinary measures from the league. MLB's ongoing internal review will determine whether additional sanctions follow, including potential lifetime bans, fines, or other penalties. Court records show the indictment remains under seal in parts, and prosecutors have not identified the bettors by name. As the federal case moves forward, investigators will likely seek electronic communications, bank records, and betting logs to establish a timeline and connect alleged payments to on-field actions. The Guardians. MLB and federal prosecutors said they will continue to cooperate as the matter proceeds through the courts and the league's internal discipline process.